For two decades, this country has gained from India's greatest export, its brightest minds. Indians have arrived with good English, obtained good educations, and sought their fortunes on Wall Street or in Silicon Valley. Now they're going back. Miranda Kennedy reports on India's brain gain.
Ashish Dhawan typified India's brain drain, the flight of the country's best minds abroad. When he was 18, Ashish got early admission and a full scholarship to Yale. He went on to excel on Wall Street, then at Harvard Business School, and then at Goldman Sachs. But after 12 years in the U.S., Ashish made an unusual decision. He decided to become an entrepreneur, back in India.
I realized that I didn't want to just go out there and make a lot of money, but I wanted to make some meaningful contribution to society, to the economy. I was obviously, looking to see how things were evolving in India, because India, back in the 80s, at least when I was growing up, in the 70s, was a frustrating place. And I could see radical change. The fact that it was now easier to start a business, the fact that there were a lot of new industries being created.
The Indian economy grew by 8% last year. It's the second fastest growing economy after China.
You're not supposed to drink Coke.
India's new opportunities changed Ashish's life. He and his Indian wife bought one-way tickets from New York to his parents' comfortable home in New Delhi, where he started his own investment firm. He's been back for 5 years, but his mother still thanks God for his return.
Today I'm so glad that children want to come back to their own country and are doing great things here.
Ashish and his wife cherish living in an Indian extended family and want to raise their children here. But that's only part of the reason they came back. Like other returning professionals, Ashish was driven by India's fast-changing work environment and a desire to help his country grow.
Here, all of us are driven by the same mission, which is we believe that we are helping create a new India. That's a much higher purpose to have in life.
More than 30,000 Indians have reverse migrated to India, many of them to Bangalore, India's high-tech capital. Shrikanth Nadumani came back 2 years ago, after 14 years in Silicon Valley. He worked on Intel's Pentium project and other cutting-edge technologies during the internet boom. But Shrikanth and his wife decided their beautiful home and well-paying, satisfying jobs in California weren't enough.
To a large extent, even the basic problems of India are not sorted out. The realization that there are fairly simple problems that can be tackled with the help of these very powerful technologies was, it's fairly obvious. So there was this burning desire that, let's go and try to address some of those problems.
Shrikanth set up a nonprofit organization in Bangalore that uses the latest software technologies to update and digitize city government records, most of which are stored in dusty, leather-bound files. He's offering the software and his labor to city governments for free. Not all of India's reverse migrants have such altruistic motivations. They can live very good lives on less money in India, where a luxurious life comes cheap by Western standards. Many are making comparable salaries to what they earned abroad. Still, most returnees say it's satisfying to be able to contribute some of the skills they learned abroad to their own developing economy. Until now, some of India's best universities held their class reunions in Silicon Valley. Now they can meet in India again. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.